This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, President Obama will talk with a dozen CEOs about the coming fiscal cliff. It's part of an effort to reach out and hear from different groups about their concerns. Yesterday, the president met with labor leaders and progressives. But today's group of CEOs is not very Wall Street heavy, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Walmart has a seat at the table, so does Ford, IBM, and Xerox. But the only financial services firm is American Express. That doesn't bother Catherine Wild, who heads the Partnership for New York City. That's a group that represents the leaders of many companies based in Manhattan.
I'm sure that as the White House moves forward, they are going to be turning to Wall Street and the financial services industry to support them, and I know they'll be there.
Wild says executives have been frustrated over the last 18 months. They've wondered why lawmakers haven't been able to agree on any long-term solutions.
America's business community is just not going to leave things to Washington this time around.
Jim Kessler is the co-founder of a think tank called Third Way. He says the election changed things.
There was a lot of wait and see among business.
Now executives, including Wall Street executives, know who the players are, Kessler says, and the ones he's talked to want a deal. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.